Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 958 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Opposite the entrance and afterwards, the crowd yelled, "Hurrah for Dorsey," and the volume of the yells were so great that they could have been heard many blocks away, that they threw up their hats and gave other demonstrations, that at the time of the yelling, the jury was just crossing the street toward the German cafe, not 50 feet away from the entrance, and in the opinion of deponent must have heard the yelling and the words, "Hurrah for Dorsey," because they could be plainly heard. Deponent further states that he was in his office on Saturday, August 23rd, when the jury came out of the courthouse at about 1 o'clock, and he heard yelling and cheering when Mr. Dorsey appeared a few minutes afterwards. Deponent did not see the jury at the time of the yelling, but is of the opinion that in the opinion of deponent, the jury must have heard the cheering and the words that were yelled. Deponent further states that since the trial has been in progress, he has heard several parties making threats of personal violence against the accused in the event of an acquittal, that these parties were loitering in and around the courthouse entrance and making threats, that if the jury did not hang Frank, that they would pay the jury the compliment of sitting on the case, and if the jury did not do its duty, they would. That deponent recalls the names of R.W. Milner, Richard Dalton, that Milner loitered continuously around the courthouse entrance and circulated among the crowd, sworn to and subscribed before me this 26th day of August, 1913. C.A. Stokes, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia. Exhibit A.A., Georgia, Fulton County. Personally appeared D. Rusinki, who on oath deposes and states that on Friday, August 22nd, and Saturday, August 23rd, he was standing near the corner of Hunter and South Pryor Street in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, and that when the Solicitor General, H.M. Dorsey, came out of the old City Hall building, now used as a courthouse, there was a loud and vociferous cheering by the assembled crowd, that members of the crowd took the solicitor in their arms and carried him across the street to the Reiser building, sworn to and subscribed before me this 26th day of August, 1913, D. Rusinki, Leonard Haas, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia.